In a poor neighborhood in the Ecuadorian capital, Quito, rescue workers search for bodies in the mud. 17 hours of continuous torrential rain overwhelmed a nearby reservoir on Monday, sending a wall of water, mud and rocks through this residential area. Franz Hernandez is a migrant from Venezuela who works in Quito. He was badly injured and his home was destroyed.
We were so scared. We were in the living room and we tried to leave the house, but it was too late. A wave of flood water burst through the front door. It was so powerful, it broke the door in two.
Oh my God!
This footage was filmed by a woman living there. It shows a kilometer-long deluge of muddy water sweeping down her street. Dozens of people were killed and injured. Authorities say the area is still unsafe.
Many things can still happen at the top side of the mountain. Landslides can still happen. We're continuing to monitor the situation with drones to provide residents with a sense of safety and calm.
The mayor has set up shelters for families forced to leave their homes. But many say the disaster could have been prevented if the ravines bordering their neighborhoods had been properly maintained.
This is not new. It has been going on for a long time. We've sent many letters to the municipality warning them about the danger of the ravine. This tragedy was anticipated.
Many say they feared they wouldn't survive the mudslide. Now those with the least will have to rebuild what little they had to start with. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.